Hello, everyone. It's time for another installment of the series we're doing, looking back at the Steelers' drafts on a round-by-round basis. Today, we look at the best of round five. And as always, I'm right, he's wrong.
The list of the most recognizable fifth-round picks in Steelers' history is not without its share of big names. Steve Furness has a bunch of Super Bowl rings. Larry Brown has a bunch of Super Bowl rings. Barry Foster ran for a bunch of yards, but there's one name on this list that clearly stands above the rest. That would be the one with H-O-F associated with it. That would be the name of Mike Webster. And Labs, I'm not sure if it's Webby's accomplishments in terms of how good he was, a five-time All-Pro, or how incredibly reliable he was. 15 seasons, 220 games. Mike Webster, a fixture on the team in the 70s, and he also had that kind of iconic short sleeve, bulging biceps look about him that sort of set the tone in those cold weather games. The Steelers offensive line broke the huddle, and then they broke you, and Mike Webster did a lot of the breaking. Lab, he's my all-time greatest fifth-round selection.
Yeah, when you look at this list, there's no question that Mike Webster is head and shoulders above anyone else on it. And, you know, to me, Mike, it kind of what Mike Webster used to make himself into what he became is exactly what prevented Barry Foster from maybe becoming what Mike Webster was. You know, Barry Foster, you mentioned him as being a guy who rushed for a lot of yards. Well, most of those yards came in one season. That was 1992, Bill Cowher's first year, Ron Earhart's first year. Barry Foster led the NFL with 390 carries. He set a franchise record with 1,690 yards and 11 touchdowns. Also led the NFL that season in runs between 12 and 20 yards. This guy could have been one of the all-time great running backs in Steelers history. He just didn't like the game enough. Money was, I think, more important to him than the playing, and it really kind of sidetracked his career. Foster, again, set the rushing record with 1,690 yards in one season. He finished his Steelers career with only 3,943 total. So Barry Foster was, in my mind, on this list, shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't.
That's going to do it for Fifth Rounders. Tune in next time when we'll examine the greatest fourth-round picks in Steelers history here on Steelers.com.